With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news with two major stories we're following for you tonight. A shutdown of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has now gone into effect. That includes the TSA, whose officers are responsible for screening passengers and bags at airports. Experts say mass flight cancellations like those seen during the 2025 shutdown are less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid, but TSA officers are required to stay on the job without pay during the home security shutdown that started at midnight. Also, police activity reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson as a warrant has been served at a home. At least 3 people have been detained in connection with the investigation. We are awaiting updates from the Pima County Sheriff's Department. While visiting with troops yesterday at Fort Bragg, President Trump was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking. In the meantime, we've lost a lot of lives while they talk, and legs blown off, arms blown off, faces blown off. It's been going on for a long time, so let's see what happens.
The president says the USS Gerald R. Ford being sent to the Caribbean for the Mideast to join other warships and military assets. Trump administration taking legal action against Harvard.
The lawsuit says the Ivy League school has refused to provide admissions records that the Justice Department demanded. The DOJ is trying to ensure that Harvard has stopped using affirmative action in admissions. The lawsuit says that Harvard has, quote-unquote, thwarted efforts to investigate potential discrimination. It's asking a judge to order the university to turn over the records. This is the latest salvo in President Trump's standoff with Harvard, which has faced billions of dollars in funding cuts and other sanctions after it rejected a list of demands from the administration last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in South America this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina, on both Saturday and Sunday. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of Argentina, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. LGBT activists are complaining about commentators at the Winter Olympics misgendering a woman who is living as a man. Elis Lundholm of Sweden is a female skier who's living as a man. However, because she is competing in the women's division, not against the men, there is often confusion in the broadcast booth. Because Lundholm is a biological woman, there's been no controversy surrounding her participation in the Milan Carina Games. The Swedish ski team confirms that the 23-year-old has not undergone any testosterone therapy, meaning there's no concern about her having an unfair advantage. This is SRN News. This week's death of 48-year-old actor James Vanderbeek highlights a rising trend in colorectal cancer among young adults. Rich Thomason has more.
While overall colorectal cancer rates have inched down in recent years, the rates for those under the age of 50 have risen. In fact, it's now the top cancer killer of Americans under 50. Doctors say people should reduce their risk by eating a healthy diet, getting screened starting at the age of 45, and don't wait to have worrisome symptoms examined. Rich Thomason reporting.
Mike Tyson said boxing in the U.S. is fading and he wants to help revive it by building stronger amateur competition. Yesterday he pointed to shrinking grassroots boxing clubs and fewer places for young fighters to test themselves. He's helping launch the Mike Tyson Invitational in Vegas on March 12th through 14th to bring top amateurs together. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.